Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Telling it like it is for a decade. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the third day of June 2004. We're now into the second hour, exactly 1 minute into the second hour. We're going to have wide open phones today, your chance to respond to all the news. The head of the CIA resigning today, Lord Bush tells us. Also, when Bush goes to France this week, they're going to ban protests. When he comes back to Georgia, they're banning protest. It is, admittedly, martial law. The Russians are arresting people and not allowing protests. The Chinese are doing it, all part of the new freedom. We'll get into OPEC claiming they may now cut oil prices, but the oil companies say they don't want that to happen. They're the real bosses, and we'll get into a bunch of other Big Brother news. Just a ton of information coming up today. Also, human-animal chimeras or splices, this out of UPI, just some of the horrors going on just publicly that no one seems to understand. This is like a nightmare science fiction movie. All of this is face scanning cameras, implantable microchips, all of this. So we'll be discussing that as well. In fact, we'll get into these human-animal splices coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Who's up next here? Roseanne in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Roseanne.
No, it's Ruth Ann.
Okay.
But I have three things I wanted to share with you that I've come up with, and some had to do with some research I did. I'll go through them real quickly. On Charlie Rose, that talk show host on public TV about a month ago, Kissinger was on, and he admitted to Charlie Rose, point blank, that right now there is essentially no difference between a Democrat and a Republican Party, and that's a good thing. But he said that the only difference is tactics. How they're going to approach it. And he played up on that. He actually admitted that in some detail. The other thing I wanted to bring up to you has to do with you a little bit, the second thing. That man way back on C-SPAN that wrote the book about conspiracy, Michael Barkin, I looked him up on the Internet.
And the professor that viciously attacked me for an hour.
Correct. I just wanted to point out to you, and I got this off his website. I went to Syracuse University, looked him up and read about him. He had a rave review given to him by an Eileen Barker connected to the London School of Economics, and we all know what that is. That's a really, they produce a lot of big globalists, the London School of Economics. But she reviewed his book.
Well, the guy was sitting there flashing Masonic signs the entire time.
He was really strange. And the third thing is, the third thing is very interesting. And this took me days of research because it's so hard to find anything about Trey the Hines, and as you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, where the Hineses come from.
Yeah, that's Carrie's wife. Yeah.
Yes, I spent days on the Internet, and here's just a little bit more about her that is never in the media. She, of course, grew up in Mozambique, South Africa. Her father, as you know, was a doctor. Her mother was from one of the wealthiest colonialist families. She's not like an African earth mother. She had hot and cold black running servants. She lived in the lap of luxury when 90% of the country was impoverished.
Well, that's who rules the world, is the diamond monopolist, the oil monopolist, the weapons monopolist.
And what else I found that was very interesting is, if you research her, the town she lived in, and I'm a genealogist, I looked up...
By the way, I was aware of that with her, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's some things that are a little more not out there. I looked up the names and the genealogy websites and the Jewish genealogy websites. Her father's name, S-I-M-O-E-S, F. Ferrer. I don't know how those two last names are Sephardic Jewish names, which simply means Mediterranean Jewish names. She grew up in, they call it Maputo now. It used to be called Lourenco Marque. That is the Jewish community of Mozambique and always was. There's a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that she's Jewish, of course, and changed her name. She went to school with Kofi Annan in Switzerland, and then, of course, she worked at the UN afterwards. So there's a lot of stuff about her that they're just not putting out there.
Well, I mean, people should say who they are. I don't understand.
They should. It's not the fact she's Jewish. Why do they hide it? You know, it's just, why are they lying?
I appreciate the call. Also, it's been in the news that she's related to Bush, and related to Kerry. They're all related. That's our ruling elite. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're joining us for the first time and you're going, what is this show about? What are they doing? I mean, if they're not for Kerry and they're not for Bush, well, who are they? I mean, that's the whole universe. That's the whole world. That's the only choice we've got. I mean, the government doesn't lie to us. They love us. They want to help us. They tell us in all these public service announcements and propaganda woven into the TV shows and the news. This broadcast is about looking in human history, the admitted fact that strong men dominate and enslave populations. That's the norm 98% of the time. We've had our own evils in this country, slavery, indentured servitude. The government's been caught putting cancer viruses in vaccines, uranium, plutonium, and school children's cereal to see what it would do to them. You know, black men and syphilis, letting them have it, spread it, die of it. I mean, there's hundreds of these examples. We have to stop trusting government. We know there's evil people out there, right? So if you give a certain group unlimited power, the criminals in that group will take over even if you had good people in government to begin with. We're just talking about human history and facts. We're talking about getting out of denial before it's too late, because we're not just going down a road of a police state. We're going down the road of a nightmarish killing field, a mechanized, scientifically crafted extermination program. That's the goal of world government. That's what these sickos are into, calling us down to a 200 to 500 million servant class of the global elite. They have 30-year advanced technology. they have built this giant secret infrastructure, and the war on terror is about bringing this infrastructure out in the open. FEMA's had NORTHCOM for decades. They just announced it 2 years ago. You know, they've had all these systems in place for a long time. Now they're going public with it because now they're getting ready to use it. And we're trying to save lives here desperately. We'll go to some calls, Sue and JR and Cherokee and others here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air. If you want to talk about the tenant resignation or the oil prices or what's happening in Iraq with the new puppet government telling us that this is freedom, 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, whatever, you got a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231. UK laws could allow hybrid human-animal experiments. This is United Press International. Now, again, every time I mention on air that there are goat spider cross species creatures in Texas, in New York, in New Mexico, at military bases, publicly owned by a private company, people don't believe it. I've had the CEO on. I've read AP, Reuters, Washington Post, Time Magazine articles about how wonderful cross species is. I'm talking about goats that have spider spinnerets as their udders, that produce body armor, that bullets literally bounce off of. Now I know it sounds crazy. Sounds like something you'd hear in 2004. Oh, it's 2004. Been going on for decades, announced 3 years ago. You know, we're not in 1975. We're not in 1952. We're in 2004, boys and girls. And every time I tell somebody about a spider goat, they laugh at me. Just type spider goat into a search engine, you'll have every mainstream article you can imagine. That's what's so incredible about all this. I mean, every week there's a new article where they find cancer viruses genetically engineered added to vaccines worldwide. You know, I'm living in a nightmare hell here. And you're like, well, that's your problem. You should just see the bright side of life. I do. There's a lot of good things going on, a lot of good people, but we're so naive that evil is growing like a cancer. It's almost terminal, people. But again, about a year ago, I was in a pizza place picking up a pizza, and this guy walks over and he goes, you know, I took biology at UT, and you're an idiot. There's no cross species. You can't put plant genes in mammals. You can't put mammal genes in other mammals. You're a liar. It doesn't exist. And I said, when did you have biology? 1970. And I said, well, I said, sir, just it's mainstream news. No, it's not. You're an idiot. I used to believe you, but now I don't. It's like the draft. They admit they're going to pass the draft. They're getting ready for it, setting up draft boards, got the bills introduced, and Selective Services had its funding increase, and they say they're going to do it, and you're still in denial. I mean, folks, I know this stuff sounds nuts, but again, I was on the air 5, 6, 7 years ago talking about implantable chips, and now they'd be on the news saying we need chips, and now you've seen them on the news saying it. But you still have that aftertaste that I'm a kook because I'm against it. But again, UPI, UK laws could allow hybrid human-animal experiments. It's already going on. Britain could become the first country, it's not the first, where scientists successfully create a human-animal hybrid thanks to legal loophole allowing such experiments. It's not true, folks. They've got pigs that are part human. That's in the U.S. The wording of the government embryo watchdog legal mandate means it has no power to regulate experiments in which human and animal material are fused to create new cells, the Times of London reported Tuesday. In other words, ethically contentious studies, similar to some conducted by Panayotis Zavos, I interviewed him last year, a maverick scientist seeking to clone a human, could be done in Britain without a license from the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. Although human reproductive cloning violates British law, there would be nothing to stop researchers from adding human DNA to cow eggs, as Zavos has done to test his cloning technique. And it goes on into chimeras. Now, again, what's a chimera? It goes back to the Greek, that multi-headed creature, the head of a lion, the head of a dragon, you know, the head of a goat, flying around eating people. You know, that's where we get the word chimera. Some pronounce it chimera. And, I mean, I've had the CEOs on where they got these goats that are part spider walking around. Most of the stuff you eat at the grocery store has, for some reason, they just love them, cockroach genes in it. tomatoes, corn with salmon genes. They've had to have recall of corn because it causes health problems with this stuff in it. 2 years ago, I'll never forget this, Associated Press in Texas, never hit a newspaper I saw, reported, oh, the Texas company Protegene just got in trouble. In 96 locations, they planted a corn, a pharmacological corn that grows live AIDS virus in it. And it jumped into soybean fields and into some granaries, and the feds, you know, had a big crisis. And then I mentioned that, and people go, you can't have AIDS in corn. What you talking about? I mean, you know, I got a horse and buggy here. There ain't no such thing as aeroplanes. You know, it's that same attitude. I'm going, no, the world is round. No, it's really happening. Oh, it's a major crisis. We got to do something about this. Just, I don't want to rant and rave forever. It's just, things like this illustrate the things that move on much faster than the regulatory system often accommodate, said Ian Gibson, the labor chairman of the Commons Science and Technology Committee. A spokesman for the authority said that the watchdog would also support a review of the loophole. So that's from United Press International. And it's already going on, okay? I mean, if I've seen 500 articles, I've seen 1,000 over the last decade where they admit they're doing this. I'll never forget about 7 years ago, a BBC article, and it said that 2 years ago, so I guess if that was 6 or 7, that was 8 or 9 years ago, it goes, 2 years ago, the British government began the first human clones. They only raised the human embryos to a you know, 2 week status and then froze them. And I got on the air and I said, look, cloning, human cloning. They admit 8, 9 years ago. Okay. Again, about 6, 7 years ago, they said 2 years ago they did this and it's now been released. This is really cloning. And then now they have this debate. Should we clone cloning? Will they clone a human? They've already done it. They admit. And now it's going on at U.S. universities. But it's just an embryo. After all, it's not a baby. It's not a human being, so we can industrialize the use of this. And Monsanto and the rest of them are all moving into this. You talk about the Matrix, I mean, this is it. And by the way, Pennsylvania passed a law a few months ago where it legalized the bringing clones to term, letting them be born, and then it stated that they have no rights. Remember that? And can, quote, be used for body parts. In fact, I actually have the article. I just saw it the other day in a big stack over here. I'm going to go grab that if I can find it. It's over in that stack right there. I mean, folks, people, this is pure evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Sue in Washington. Sue, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thank you. We got some other news happening here in Seattle, and we've got, I don't know if they've activated HAARP or if they got Taylor weapons, but
it's all these weird explosions in the sky. I have it here in the Associated Press.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah.
Tell folks about it.
Well, they're talking about it here on the local radio, but woke me up. Didn't see a flash, but everybody's apparently reported that they saw the whole sky light up at about 2:45. And there's been reports as far as Roseburg, Oregon, or just outside of Roseburg.
Well, also, we're getting reports of multiple explosions.
Yeah, there's been a lot of different reports. So, my first response was, oh, well, they got done with the trails in the sky, so now they got it all set up. They got HAARP going.
Which we've seen the patents. They spray out the aluminum, the barium salt, and they use that as an energizing wavelength to activate this.
Yep, so we must be getting close to them. Yep, something's going on, so...
Well, how are you feeling? Because the Boston Globe admitted last year that DARPA is going to deploy large mind control towers in U.S. cities to just, if there's a crisis, to make us be calm. They admit they have it, just Boston Globe.
Right.
They're going to control us. It's all part of the freedom.
Yep. Well, I don't know what we're going to do about this. There's so many things that...
Well, I mean, let me ask you, how are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Not real good about it.
But, I mean, have you felt any physical, because it's been related to the heart.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what happened is I heard it last night, went back to sleep, had things to do this morning, didn't even think about it until I heard it on the news, and I thought, well, that's odd. How come I didn't remember something that...
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE world-band shortwave radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation, features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Now, to be completely serious, this was probably just a large stone meteorite that come through the atmosphere and then heat up and explode. And it's a good thing it exploded before it hit the ground. This is the Associated Press. Possible meteorite reported in Washington. Bright flashes, because there were a couple of them, and sharp booms were reported in the skies over the Puget Sound area early Thursday. As experts said, a meteor or falling space junk may have been the source Nothing unusual was detected on National Weather Service radar, and authorities also ruled out aircraft problems or military flight test. Toby Smith, a University of Washington astronomer lecturer who specializes in meteorites, said the scientists were looking into the cause of the sky burst, that's an S, reported over a wide area about 2:40 a.m. That's what makes it interesting. It doesn't usually happen. You may have a bunch of meteors come in, but only one or two will make it and explode. And some of the reports have it is you know, witnesses along a 60-mile swath of the sound from near Tacoma to Webby Island as far away as Idaho, 260 miles east, said the sky lit up brightly. Many reported booming sounds as if from one or more explosions. Made a pretty big bang, Petty Officer Andrew Davis said, from the Webby Island Naval Air Station. We thought it maybe could be a meteorite or something. And then also the U.S. Naval Observatory in D.C. said it could have been a meteor, but another possibility would be space junk, such as a spent rocket engine or satellites falling into Earth orbit. But they don't normally explode. It takes a big stone meteor to do that with gas in it, you know, to heat up white hot, and then just boom, they pop like a popcorn. And I've actually seen that once. I was out by a campfire, and I was about 13 years old, and all of a sudden look up, and there's this huge burning object, and it just goes boom and blows into a bunch of pieces. They claimed it was a stone meteor. Pretty big one, too. Again, good thing those things heat up and explode. But the point is they admit they have heart. They admit they can put these particles in the air and then charge it up, and that sometimes causes explosions and weird atmospheric things to happen. And then you got DARPA saying, oh, yeah, we're going to put mind control towers up. Instead of having, you know, helicopters with narcotic spray to spray cities, which they admit they have ready for every U.S. city, we might just put up towers that'll control your mind. So that's why I was saying, you never know what this is now. We're in 2004, folks, the age of spider goats and implantable microchips. Sue, anything else you want to add?
No, that's great. I just like to hope it's not anything to do with HARP. So if it was a meteorite, I'm rejoicing. Okay.
Or space junk, but I didn't know space junk blew up.
No, and the way they said it, I mean, the sky lit up like it was morning. So
yeah, I've got another report saying that. 2:40 a.m. and in a bunch of explosions, they're saying.
Right, and I myself didn't see anything, but I heard it, and I've never heard anything like that before.
What did it sound like?
Well, everybody has their own idea of what it sounds like. I pretty much thought it was an earthquake. I thought it was somebody moving a bin across the ground. You know how you move out your recycling?
Wow, so this could almost be as big as the thing that hit Russia in 1918, but it didn't hit the ground, thank God. Was it like, was it a long explosion?
Yeah, it sounded like somebody dragging one of those giant recycling bins across the ground. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would the neighbors be doing that in the middle of the night? And then my son said, well,
that is very, very suspicious.
Yeah. So a lot of people have heard a lot of different things.
Well, who knows? They could have had one of these new giant space planes, you know, hitting Mach 20 or something. And
right.
I mean, they admit over California, that's why they've been hearing those for a long time. And then and now they go, oh, yeah, we got this giant flying V spacecraft. And no, it's not green men. It's Americans flying it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Alex.
Okay. Good to hear from you, Sue. Yeah, it's an interesting article. I was going to get to it, but it's speculation, so I really can't comment much on it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to JR in Texas. JR, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hi. I've got a few things to mention here real quick and a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Recently, a couple of weeks ago, I was in New York City on vacation. And the first place where I went down to was obviously Ground Zero. I took the subway down there, and very impressed by the magnitude of you know, the size of that place. I could only imagine how, you know, chaotic things must have been on 9/11. And after a while, got thirsty, and I went into this Japanese restaurant bar that was very close to Ground Zero.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the World Financial Center.
Yes.
And I went in there, had a beer, and I was talking to the bartender.
Tell you what, I want to hear this when we get back. Stay there with us. Don't hang up, JR. Yeah, one of my friends, Mr. Wright, worked in the World Financial Center. He's a architect engineer, and we had him on that day as it was happening, and he said, the most controlled demolition I've ever seen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Let's go straight back to the calls. JR, you went into this local restaurant / bar by Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan, and please continue where you left off.
Yes, Alex. So anyways, I'm in this Japanese bar having a beer. And the bartender comes up, and I start, you know, talking with the bartender. And the first thing I asked him was, "So, what do people here in Lower Manhattan or New York City, you know, think about what happened on 9/11, and what they would like to see, you know, be rebuilt at Ground Zero?" And I also asked him, "Do you think that people would like to see the Twin Towers rise again?" And his response was pretty chilling. He said, "Look, people here really don't like to talk about that because there are spies everywhere, and most people are scared to even touch the subject because there could be spies anywhere, and so it's not safe around here," was what he told me.
Well, it's a public giant street right there, and if you want to go hold a banner saying we love George Bush, you're allowed to. People unfurl banners saying, you know, the government was behind 9/11. The police will arrest you, in many cases beat you.
Yeah.
It's all part of living in the new China, you know, the new freedom, where they're banning protests everywhere. You know, France banning it in Paris for Bush's visit, Georgia banning protests in six counties for the G8, you know, or Putin shutting down protests. And most of the people we've talked to that live in New York now believe the government was behind it.
Wow.
And so now, was this guy a foreigner, though?
Yeah, but
they're used to that. They're used to not talking because they're spies. They're perfect slaves.
Yeah, and after that experience, in the days that followed, I was passing out these small business cards that I printed up here. Printed up hundreds of these with your websites on them, of course. And also the website for teamtwintowers.org on them as well. And I must have passed out over 100 of these things all over Manhattan and even on the Brooklyn Bridge. And about 30% of the people would not even turn, would not even accept, you know, the card. And I was like, oh, well, next. And so, but a lot of people were receptive. And a few people even asked me, hey, is this about the Freemasons? I was like, it goes even farther than that. So, you know, I got the word out on Manhattan about your websites and your work, Alex.
So what percentage of the 100 people you handed cards out to knew what was going on just when you talked to them?
I would say about 3%. And that's about it. And about.
So you're saying you talked to three people that automatically knew what was going on?
Yeah, exactly, out of the 100.
You were saying a lot of them were receptive. I guess, I mean, what would you say to them?
Well, people want to know the truth. You know, that's the impression I got.
Okay, what percentage were receptive?
About 80%.
Okay, so you weren't having long discussions with people.
No, I totally avoided it. In fact, I went into this gift shop.
Oh, so 3% on their own volition said we think it's the government.
They suspected it at least, yeah.
Yeah, and I think if you'd had time to sit down with each person, 40-50% would have said that. Because,
Again,
I've done these 1,000-plus radio interviews, coast to coast, in New York, you name it, liberal, conservative shows attacking me, shows supporting me, and most of the callers, and in most cases, you know, 30-1, call in and agree with me. So, I mean, the government's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Something's got to give.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Oh, we can't talk about it. There's spies everywhere. You know, the 30,000 Hercules teams, what they call it, with the police everywhere and their black ski masks shoving you around. If you not cop, you little people. Look at who stands to gain from all this, my friends. Before I go back to the callers that are patiently holding, I wanted to play this trailer from Michael Moore's new Fahrenheit 9/11, and some pretty hardcore stuff in it. But again, I've talked to those that have already seen the film, and I've read the reviews. He only touches on a few of the issues, but it sounds pretty good from the 2-minute trailer for it. The problem is that I've read his new book, and in that he calls for the UN to come in and take over America. So, see, that's the shill. Stephanie, do you have that trailer ready again? Go ahead and hit it.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil stops flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman? Trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass the Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my friend. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman?
Congressman? To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
It's an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
All right. I call on all nations to stop these terrorist killers. Now watch this drive from this golf club. Give me a break. But again, Moore touches on why did Bush protect bin Laden? Why did he order the FBI off bin Laden? But he, according to people I've talked to that have seen it, doesn't get into public officials being warned not to fly, didn't get into Bill Clinton protecting him, didn't get into... He covers about 2%, 3% of the evidence. And, you know, then the answer is liberalism, big government, you know, the UN's going to save us from the evil radical cowboys of America. When we're simply the bad cops following orders of our European owners. That's the facts. Now, if you want to see the real films, professionally produced, serious, focused, documented, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, two films I've made, Eric Hupschmidt's on VHS and DVD, Painful Deceptions, George Humphrey's books and books on tape and CDs of books on tape that we have. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to our secure, safe online shopping cart, or simply call toll-free to get my videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles. 1-888-253-3139. And so let Moore, you know, give people his spin. We give them the truth, folks. Get the film, make copies, get them out to people. Again, the New York Post said that my film is much more powerful than Moore's. You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if we don't expose the big picture, they're just going to use 9/11 to empower the New World Order. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to who's up next? Cherokee in Kentucky. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to tell you and your listeners about an incident that happened to me the other day. Our dog had got off her lead and was running in the neighborhood, and the dog catcher had cornered her in our front yard, and I went out there. I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "You know, your dog's been running around out here." And I said, "I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that. I have her on a lead, and she must have gotten off."
Did you call him his lord?
No, but he did want my driver's license. And then he took off with my driver's license, and I got to the point he took so long that I actually went upstairs and put my shoes on and went out and confronted him and said, what's going on here? What do you mean my license and stuff?
You mean you asked questions of a god?
Yes, I did.
And he then called the police on you?
He asked me if I had any warrants out.
Oh,
if I had been in any trouble.
Well, you know, the pizza man, the cable man, the carpet cleaner man, they're all secret police now.
Right, and I'm not originally from this state. I'm originally from California, and back before September 11th happened.
So you didn't show proper respect to this lord?
Well, not at first. No, at first I looked him in the eye and questioned him.
Evil.
So
finish up what you were saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So then he basically then said that if my dog had gotten out into the street and caused an accident, that I'd, you know, be liable for property damage and personal injury and
everything. I mean, whose dog hasn't snuck out of the house or got under the fence?
Right.
Mine does it about once a month. Oops, I'll be at Camp X-Ray within the day now. This is the new freedom, ma'am. I mean, you've got to be watched and interrogated because your dog was out. How dare you?
Right, and now I have to go to court on the 30th and appear before the judge. he got out. So.
Well, you don't have to. And you demand a jury trial, and you get a jury. You don't have to go appear before the Lord.
Well, the thing that was so interesting is that as he's standing there asking for my license, a million and one things just flashed through my brain, and I wanted to say, no, you don't have the right to take my license from me. You're not a police officer, and I'm not in my car. And then I realized I'm home with my two little ones. My husband's at work. He's got me. You know.
Oh, yeah, he'll call CPS on you, sure.
Right.
Sure,
right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. These are deadly creatures. So how did it all end?
It ended with me basically talking a mile a minute, I really think the Lord intervened because a guy came up in a white car and started harassing the dog catcher, and he says, oh, this guy's been giving me trouble all day. He says, I'm not even going to put half of what I should put down here. I'm just going to put that she was out, here's what you have to do. And so, anyways.
Well, this is the new America. Every petty thing now is this big investigation, and we're all evil, and we've got to be watched, and yes.
Right, and I would just say,
imagine knock and talk, ma'am. It's begun nationwide where they just come and, mind if I look in your house? Well, no. Well, what do you got to hide?
Exactly. Yeah,
but notice it was first in our cars. I want to search your car. Well, no. What do you have to hide? Well, see, that argument goes to your house then. Then they see, if they'll come to your car and say, let me search it, and you say no, and they say, why? What do you have to hide? Ask them, well, do you want to come to my house and ask to come in? And if I say no, what do I have to hide? But see, now they've extrapolated that to your house. Well, ma'am, what? We just randomly are searching houses? It's a part of the new freedom. It's a new service we have for you. I mean, what's wrong with you? You don't like police in your house for no reason?
What makes it even more interesting is that while he had disappeared with my license, I called my friend whose husband is an officer in the next county over, and I asked her, I said, ask your husband, is he allowed to do that? And she asked him, and he said, no, he's not allowed to do that.
Well, ma'am, did you hear in 2000 with the census how they would bust in houses, beat people up, there were some rapes, people with just a little plastic badge would say, let me in your house, I've got to count your toilets, what's in your bank account? And it's thugs on power trips, you need to file a complaint. Let me make a guess here. Are you pretty good looking?
I guess, kind of. My husband's very handsome, so I guess I must look okay.
Okay, well, yeah, you're probably good looking, and you know, he's a little upset about that right now. Punk like him can't get a good woman. And that's your number one problem. I mean, a lot of bureaucrats like to harass good looking women. So, the most he could have done was picked your dog up at the pound. You'd have gone down. They'd have given you a ticket.
Right.
So it's best just to not talk to these people. It's okay. Best to not get within their guns.
Yeah, I almost didn't want to go out, but I mean the poor thing, she was so scared, and he said that because she had growled at him, he could arrest me for harboring a vicious animal.
Oh, he also threatened to arrest you, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
What else did he threaten?
Just the being financially liable for property damage and personal injury. And, for potentially harboring a
victim. Did he have a lot of tattoos on him, too?
Actually, surprisingly enough, no. And maybe I'm just a little prejudiced because I am from California, but he looked like a hick. he just... Not good hygiene.
All right, well, thanks
Thank
for the call.
You.
I appreciate it. No, it's just I see these cops now. And, I mean, they look like somebody you'd be afraid of in a dark alley. You'll see them directing traffic with, like, huge skull tattoos up to the wrist and all wild-eyed. Obviously, just took some PCP the night before. It's all part of the new freedom. I hope you enjoy it. Sorry that happened to you, ma'am. Oh, aiding Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. Her dog was out. He may have to arrest her, see? You're lucky they didn't call a SWAT team on you. I'm not joking, by the way. And then taser you and your entire family. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Gary in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man? We love you. Yeah. Hey, my name's Gary. I live here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I'm a truck driver.
All righty.
Anyway, I got a couple questions for you. Number one, this buddy of mine gave me all your tape. And last night I did watch Police 3, and it's just out of this world. Anyway... my question is, where is, gold and, silver going to be going, you think?
Well, it's up in the last 3 years, and it goes up and down. And I'm not going to say if it's going to go up or down. I don't know. I know it's artificially depressed in value by the big central banks. That's admitted. But at least they can't totally devalue your silver or gold.
Yeah,
they
okay.
can't totally devalue skills you have. They can't totally devalue your love for your family and community. That's worth more than all the gold in the hills, is having friends you can count on.
Yeah. In other
knowing,
words,
how to skin a, knowing how to skin a buck and run a trot line.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because okay, a country boy can't survive.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, buying gold then is going to be a good deal then, huh?
Yeah, I personally wouldn't buy the collectibles. I bought a little bit of bullion. I think that's your best value. I would buy some bullion. I'd shop
yeah,
around.
Okay, I got another question now. My girlfriend mentioned something about filing bankruptcy on the Federal Reserve, and that can go, through the state. I mean, they have to admit this, to Congress, and then file on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, we don't have to be under the Federal Reserve system. It's a debt system set up to get us all in debt.
Okay. I mean, why can't we file on the Federal Reserve, state by state,
Well, we
Congress?
Could. We could if we controlled our states, but we don't. We've got to get control of them. Thanks for the call. The power is at the state level. And I'm glad that you thought the Police State 3 was interesting. It's my longest film and one of the most powerful. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Think about this. In Georgia, they're banning protest, a preemptive state of emergency, for the G8 summit that Lord Bush will be attending with other global dictators. And at the same time, other regional governors of the global dictatorship. He's going to be over in France in the next couple of days, and they're banning protests in Paris for that. And Russia's doing the same thing. I mean, this is freedom. All these countries working in concert, doing the exact same thing. Oh, but it's to keep you safe from terrorists, you see. It's all to keep you safe. The road to hell is paved with this terrorism that the military-industrial complex is carrying out. We'll go to more of your calls here in just a few minutes, but right now let me get into some other news items here. Bush had the nerve, the gall, to link himself, well, his White House staff is linking him to Churchill and to Roosevelt. I guess you could link him to Roosevelt, big socialist, growing the government, destroying freedoms. But Associated Press, linking the terrorism fight to the World War II struggle against tyranny. Tyranny. President Bush urged support for his efforts to spread freedom and democracy in the Middle East despite the angry distrust of many Arabs. This is a great challenge of our time, the storm in which we fly, Bush told 981 Air Force Academy cadets graduating in a stadium at the foot of the Rockies. Just as the events in Europe determine the outcome of the Cold War, events in the Middle East will determine the fate of terrorism fight, Bush said in the 45-minute foreign policy speech. He said that beyond jailing terrorists, free nations must nurture openness and oppress societies to head off the resurgence of anger that breeds violence. Worldwide, our government's going in and putting in tyranny. Here domestically as well. They appoint a puppet government. They appoint a new puppet government. And then they call that democracy in Iraq. I mean, appointing governments isn't democracy, people. Do I have to explain that again? I know you understand that. But comparing it to the fight, and meanwhile, France, again, over 2 years ago, I got told here in Austin by, let's just say, somebody in the White House that Bin Laden died of natural kidney failure. I was told that by another CFR member as well, but that was on the show. But before that, I was told that Bin Laden died of kidney failure, good CIA op. They handed his body over. It was frozen. They were going to roll it out right before the election. I said it could be disinfo, but it comes from a high-level source. Well, guess what? Then, in December, Madeleine Albright comes out and says, oh, yeah, they've got him. They're going to roll him out. Then these generals start saying it, and Senator Grassley and the rest of them. And then, quote, they're on his tail in Pakistan, always about to catch him. And then suddenly that story disappeared. Now U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan had Osama bin Laden within reach on at least two occasions, this is the AP, but were unable to prevent him slipping away, France's top general said Wednesday. French Chief of Staff General Henri Benegret said that al-Qaeda leader had evaded capture several times in 2002, but not recently. He didn't say where bin Laden had been tracked down and refused to comment on whether French special forces operating in southern Afghanistan were involved. Several times, the coalition has had Osama bin Laden directly within reach, he told reporters during a visit to the Afghan capital, but between locating a person and arresting them is a giant gap tied to all the uncertainties of all operations of this kind. You mean the 8,000 you flew out of Afghanistan in the middle of the war? You mean that type of gap? The general said that several of bin Laden's top lieutenants had also evaded capture at least two times. They managed to escape. He said that's absolutely inevitable, normal in the conditions in which these kind of operations are carried out. I'm not saying there was an incident of this kind recently, he added. To my knowledge, this is not the case. He made similar comments in an interview in March to France's Europe 1 radio station, saying bin Laden narrowly escaped capture by French troops in Afghanistan perhaps several times. He did not specify when or where the escapes took place. Some 200 French troops worked with the 20,000-strong U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan in a drive to track holdouts of the former ruling Taliban regime and the bin Laden's al-Qaeda terrorist group. Yeah, right. So, just, you know, more of these rumors getting you ready for it. Oh, we're going to capture him. We'll find out real soon. Or have we neutralized them preemptively by reporting it? We'll be right back with the third hour, your calls, and a bunch of other key news. Stay with us. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.